Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Just joining us, we spent the first 45 minutes of the show interviewing Renny Knott live in studio. No holds barred. Ask him anything. We asked him about what happened with KSDK. He told us. We asked about the specific allegations. He told us. And we are going to replay this at 4 p.m. So if you didn't get to hear it, you can listen to it again at 4 p.m. Of course, you can hear it on the podcast as well. The newsroom has reached out to KSDK for comment, so we may hear something from them. We may not. They may just want to let it lie.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, the main thing is that, you know, if you're looking at it big picture, there's two versions of what happened, and you can read them and listen to them both.
Yeah.
And then if anybody else on either side decides to go further, then we'll hear that eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Good weekend.
Yes, I had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was great, relaxing. Uh-oh. Well, no, I just sports stuff.
What kind of sports stuff?
Well, you my guys lost on Friday. The Dodgers are in the World Series. You know, that kind of like none of the teams that were you really wanted to win won over the weekend, from my view.
So,
but like, for me, that's minor. I also had a good time playing video games and chilling. And
yeah.
So, big question: are the Dodgers ruining baseball?
No. No. They're a pain in the butt, but they're not ruining baseball. I mean, like, because I went on a little rant on this the other night, Matt Pauly and I on Rush Hour Sports. Every sport is built on dynasties. The history that you tell, the glory days, it's all about dynasties in every sport. What do people write books about? They write books about dynasties. The Murderers Row Yankees in the 1920s with Ruth and Gary. The Yankees have been one dynasty after another for over 100 years. The Cardinals have had their dynasties. The 40s were a dynasty. 30s and 40s, a dynasty for the Cardinals. You know, the Patriots, the Chiefs are in the middle of one of those runs. Every sport is built on those things. And yet in baseball, when it's happening in real time, you know, you got Chicken Little, everybody's out there. Oh, this is going to be the end. No, it's not. It's annoying. It's annoying when the bully wins, right? And that's what it is. The Yankees, the Dodgers, teams like that, they can bully other teams because they can spend more. It doesn't make them smarter. And that's kind of the annoying part because the coverage is like, look how brilliant the Dodgers are. I'm like, dude, I could win a World Series if you give me $350 million to spend on the best players in the world.
I'm pretty sure I could manage them through a game.
I mean, here you go, Shohei, you're bat and go.
Mookie, you're up.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You got three or four MVPs in the day-to-day lineup. You got three or four Cy Young caliber starting pitchers. I mean, again, to their credit, they're great. That's a great team. That's a team that in 20 years people will be writing books about, just like we did for the previous dynasties that have come in all these sports. But yeah, in real time, it's annoying because you're like, okay, you guys aren't that special. You're just spending more than everybody else.
Speaking of special, was it Friday night when Shohei struck out 10 and hit three home runs?
That's ridiculous.
So what do you think? I've been wanting to ask
you
this.
Dude, he's amazing.
Because a couple of my baseball-obsessed friends are saying Babe Who.
Oh, man. They're not wrong. This has never happened before. Because Babe Ruth wasn't both at the same time. He was a pitcher, and then they were like, ah, this guy might be better hitting. And then he goes off and he hits 700 home runs. Nobody has done this at the same time. Now, Ohtani's missed a lot of time as a pitcher. So he hasn't really been a full-time pitcher. But when he pitches, he's one of the best in the sport. Cy Young caliber guy when he's healthy enough to do it. But forget that. He's the first 50-50 guy in the history of the game. 50 homers and 50 steals. And he almost did it again this year. He didn't steal as much this year. I think probably because he saved his legs for pitching. But now that he is by far the most gifted player ever to play this sport.
And so stoic as he's
playing. I know. Just a calm dude. He's very driven. You know, you guys know the story, right? Like when he was a kid, he planned it all out. Like, this is how I'm going to be able to do this. And he did workout routines with it and his baseball training and all that. He is different, man. He's different physically. He's different mentally. And I've done nothing my entire life but learn about the history of baseball and study players and play and coach and do all that. By far the most talented player ever to play the game.
Wow.
Nobody has. I mean, when you look at his abilities, he throws 100 miles an hour. He's one of the fastest runners in baseball. He hits the ball harder and farther than everybody in baseball, other than maybe Aaron Judge. I mean, he literally has top of the scale power, speed, arm strength, and then all the other abilities, the finer abilities, the ability to make contact, to throw strikes, to change speeds, to throw multiple breaking balls. Nobody's ever had this, ever.
It's pretty fun to be alive while he is.
Dude, he is a unicorn.
You know who else is alive? George Santos. How did that hit you?
Why?
I was like, it seems about right.
You know what? Honest to God, my first reaction, and this may or may not have happened because I haven't looked into it for 1 second because it's just so stupid. Somebody paid for that.
Oh, you think? See, I disagree.
Why else would you do it? He's not even relevant. Why would you bother?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because Blumenthal, who lied about being in Vietnam, raised his head last couple weeks. And Donald Trump had been saying to people, it's documented, you know, he is the biggest liar ever in the congressional body, and there are people doing jail time right now who lied less than that. And I think that's why it happened. I think he got pissed at Blumenthal. Someone probably put that idea in his head, and he's like, yep, let's do it. That'll piss these people off.
I mean, this...
What I didn't like about it, because it's, you know, he's president, he gets to do it. Well, for the obvious reasons that the guy was guilty as can be, pled guilty. But it was, again, to me, sort of like when J.D. Vance dismissed the, quote, young Republicans talking about warming up ovens for Jews as being boys playing. And then Donald Trump, what he said about George Santos is he was a bit of a rogue. No, he's not a rapscallion. He's a
con man.
He's a con man. He's a grifter who lied to get into Congress, lied while in Congress, beat people out of their money by using the color of Congress and its power. I just think it's terrible.
I understand why you would try to some ways diminish what the people on that text thing said. I think you're wrong to do it, but I understand it. Because those are people that are active operators that are helping your cause. George Santos is not helping your cause in any way. He's an embarrassment. He's a joke. It's not like anybody's gonna be more likely to vote for you or vote Republican because George Santos pushes them that way. I mean, he's an embarrassment. So that's the part I really don't understand. Forget the ideologies and all that. What good is it?
Yeah.
How do you benefit from it? Well, and where is it? Like, where was he unjustly convicted? I mean, he pled guilty, and it wasn't like he got a 30-year sentence. What did he get?
7.
Yeah, and he would have probably been out in 2, right?
So while we're talking politics, kind of crapping on the administration, let's get it all out and we'll move on to something else. But Rach, I need you to help me with this one because you said it so well today in the office. I am very familiar with when you criticize something that Donald Trump does, that much like J.D. Vance downplaying it, oh, boys being boys, Santos a little rogue, the move is to turn it on you.
Oh, yeah.
That you're some sort of a snowflake. That you're some sort of dolt who doesn't get humor.
Mm.
You have no sense of humor.
Right.
Come on, lighten up.
Right.
But I guess that's me. I guess I'm a humorless dolt because when the sitting president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, especially now, I think he has more power than any president ever has, to you post AI of you wearing a crown, literally dumping poop on Americans. That's crazy. I mean, that's just crazy. And then I should have had Andrew grab this sound, but here's what he said. When asked about it, he said, I saw those people, and those people are not representative of this country. Well, evidently there are 11 million people who took part in the No Kings demonstrations around the country yesterday. That's not an insignificant number. Now, I get it because I sometimes want to marginalize people on the far right and the far left, but they're still Americans and they still deserve representation. And 11 million people is a representation of a good number of people. Even though I don't agree with MAGA, I don't say they're not representative of this country. They are today. They voted more than people on the left and won the election, his second term. So while I don't agree with them, I would never say they're not representative. They may not be representative of me,
yeah,
or my vision of the country, but they're citizens just like me. Their votes count. They pay taxes.
Yeah. See, everybody needs to wake up because they know what they're saying is BS. They don't care. It solidifies power to say the things that they say. And you can use any example you want from any president in history. I don't care. I'm talking about now because now is happening. Nobody is more American than any other American. Nobody. And if you try to concoct a way that you think you are, that you're doing it for your own selfish reasons. There are 330 million people that live here. And they don't all just divide into two camps. And they're not, and you're not only real as an American if you voted for the one guy. Because last I did the math, 75 million people voted for him. And that means that 250 million didn't vote for him. Now, only 74 million went against him, right? So, but like, it's not like everybody agreed. Every single person is an equal American. I mean, that is what the Constitution states.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. If you like, you can watch us on YouTube and Facebook. We interviewed Rennie Knott in the first hour, and I mean, it's kind of the biggest story in St. Louis right now, and we kind of got him first, so we're going to replay that at 4 p.m., and you can listen to what Rennie has to say and make your own decisions. In studio now, Destiny Klimacheski.
Yep.
Okay. Close enough.
Yes.
And you're the co-founder of STL Crew, and tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I lost my husband and son when I was 21 due to a drunk driver, and quickly saw how small the community of widows just in general really was. There wasn't a lot of resources for us. And so after sitting on the couch of a friend, we decided that we were going to create a group ourselves. And that community has grown to over 500 local women. That all share a similar loss, and it's a spouse. And instead of, I think a lot of people just sit there and listen or think that maybe we sit at a meeting and just cry the whole time. But in reality, it's just like a source of community, and we figure out how to heal and grow together. And
yeah.
It's been amazing.
So at my age, being 61, I've seen a lot of life. Lived a lot of life, and you hear stories, you're like, oh my God, it's the worst thing I've ever heard. Oh my gosh, this, oh my gosh, that. Oh, I'm so glad that didn't happen to me. We all have our stuff, but I've not met someone who's been through what you have.
Yeah.
It's such a young age and such a big loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the extent you're comfortable with it, can you just kind of talk me through that?
Yeah, it was really, really tough. I mean, it still is. It's been 11 years now, almost. It just hit 11 years, September 20th. And it was just hard trying to discover who I was again, along with navigating the grief. I had to create basically a whole new identity because I met my husband when I was 15, and my reason for waking up, which was my 15-month-old son at the time, was no longer there. I had to discover who Destiny was all by herself, and that was tough. And then as you start going through different stages of life, like dating or trying to move forward, because no one at the age of 21 doesn't want to have kids again or be with anyone. You know, like, you don't want to be alone forever. You start wondering, like, is this normal or is that normal? Or what do I do when this happens or that happens? And it was just so helpful to have a group of women, no matter if they were in their 20s or their 80s, you know, experience the same loss and see how they, like, navigated through it.
Yeah.
So,
or just literally to see that they're still alive.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they made it somehow. There's some path through this.
Yeah. Everybody has somebody that they look to at this time, I feel like, that gives them hope. Yeah. And if you're surrounded by a group of women and maybe it's a loss that's similar to yours or they're on the same timeline, they can give you hope to like keep pushing forward to tomorrow.
As I told you, about the worst loss I've had was my brother losing him to suicide back in 2002. And probably the worst part of that for me personally, selfishly is the wrong word, but you get it, was that for a period of time, and I think you'll understand this, for a period of time, every morning I thought I had dreamt it. And every morning I had to go, oh, that really happened. And then you had to come to terms with it all over again.
Yeah, that's really tough. And with mine being a car accident, I had like a brain injury of some sort of concussion and whatnot. And every few minutes I would forget and I would have to be told again.
Oh, wow.
And so reliving that over and over again.
Oh, that's
horrible. Then once you are able to almost accept it, you know, you're running into people that you once knew or that didn't realize what happened and you're retelling it, you know, but I think that it's helpful being able to watch the newer widows that do come into our group and see them start to grow and heal and become like a source of hope for somebody else that's new.
Yeah.
It lets you kind of reflect on where you were before and you're like, holy cow, maybe I have come a long ways.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah, it's cool. So my mother-in-law, Janet, obviously is a part of the group. And
so
it's
incredible.
You know, and hi, Mom. I know she's listening. What's really cool in the way she's described it, because her loss was different than yours.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, her husband, my father-in-law, Ron, passed away a couple years ago. And, you know, he was in his 80s and she's now 80. And, you know, she described it at the beginning, like she pictured it being just a bunch of people her age hanging out. But it's people of all ages. I mean, obviously, you're on the young end of the spectrum. We were at the trivia contest last year and heard some of the stories. It's really fascinating how you guys grew this basically from nothing. And it hits so many different types of people at different ages and different parts of their lives.
Yeah, it's not just for younger widows. It's literally every age. It's just if you've lost your spouse, we welcome you to not go through this journey alone. It's a hard journey to go through. And the average age of a widow is 58. So at some point, you know, I didn't realize that felt so young. You know, I thought it would be somebody, you know, sitting in a rocking chair at the end of their life, you know, just waiting. And it's all ages in that group.
Yeah. So Friday, October 24th, this Friday, 6 p.m., Fall Trivia Night fundraiser. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this is our only fundraiser of the year, and it's so big. It is so much fun. We have a costume contest. We have other games like heads and tails, 50-50 raffles, things like that. And I go all out for the costume contest. I have so much fun with that. We all try to keep our costumes kind of a surprise and see like who's going to amp it up the best. Last year I was Anna. I had a Frozen obsessed 4-year-old, so she got to pick it that year. Before that, we were Mario and Princess Peach. Lots of fun. So the kids like to parade us off when we go all out. But anyways, we have sponsorships for tables and round sponsors still available. We still have a handful of tables left. And trivia, it does so much for our community. It allows us to let the widows create bouquets on Mother's Day and they get to go home with something. Or Valentine's Day, you know, that's another loss. It's a holiday that's all about love and you're reminded that your person isn't there anymore. So we spoil our ladies in the group. We do that on Mother's Day. We try to do that almost at every meeting. So it's like that joyful monthly occasion that they can look forward to coming together with friends. And you don't have to know the loss, but you know why we're all there and what we're all going through.
Okay, so we put the website up on the stream so you can see it there. And so is there anything else people can do to help if they can't make it on Friday?
Yeah, so in the link that you shared, you can also make donations. In that link, you can also bid on the raffle items that we have. We have some really cool experiences, dining out, yes days for the kids, cool Yeti cooler, lots of really nice prizes this year in the raffles. You don't have to be present to win, so you can bid on those online as well. You can reach out through that link and become a round sponsor or a table sponsor as well. Or you can even get some friends and coworkers together and attend trivia.
We'll That's be there. Cool.
Yeah, Yay. Kev will be there.
Defending champs.
All right. Thank you, Destiny.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So the first thing that happened on the show today was we interviewed Rennie Knott for an hour and about what happened at KSDK, got his side of it. Very, very interesting, very honest, very candid. And since that's the big news in St. Louis, we're going to replay that for you tonight at 4 p.m. And, of course, you can pick it up on the podcast. But, yeah, the first on-air full interview by Rennie Knott was here in the DGS and KMOX at 4. We appreciate Rennie doing that. And I think you'll find it very interesting. Hello, Bern.
Good afternoon. Can I just say, you know, I've worked in this market a long time. Rennie Knott's one of the best dudes that's ever been in this market. I heard what happened. I heard how it went down. I'm not going to talk about it because that's your thing. And I do want to listen to that interview. But I think the world of Rennie Knott.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Bern. That's very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. We've all done some really silly things that we don't realize at the time, like how silly they are. I hope he rebounds. He's a good man who deserves a chance to rebound.
Bern, I talked a little bit about Shohei Ohtani and possibly the greatest baseball game ever played last week. What do you think?
There's never been a performance like this in the history of Major League Baseball. I mean, there's been nothing close to it. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know why I say that? Because it's never been done before.
Right.
You know, I mean, to hit three home runs, pitch six shutout innings and strike out 10, like it literally has never been done before. So now I don't like to compare eras. I mean, it's sometimes, you know, in some ways it's unrealistic to or it's kind of fool's errand to compare one era to another. But this is one game that stands alone in baseball history. It was just truly, truly historic and truly awe-inspiring.
It's unbelievable that, you know, and what's really cool, Bernie, is that we're in a time where it's easy to appreciate because we get to see it so much, right? If this right. was, you know, during Ruth's time, well, the only people that are going to see that are going to be the ones at the ballpark, right? Like, you know, you have to hear about it and read about it, which has its own romanticism to it. But we get to witness this every night with a guy that has unprecedented physical tools. One of the fastest guys out there, throws 100 miles an hour, hits the ball harder than everybody in the sport. It's hard to imagine someone that can bring all of that together with the aptitude and the competitiveness that it takes to put it all to use.
Exactly. I mean, the only thing I would add, and the thing of it is I'm really not adding much, but it's like, I wouldn't have believed it. I really, you know, if it would have been like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, someone had come to me, come to you, come to Dave Glover and said, hey, listen, you know, years from now, it's not going to be too long. There'll be a guy who's going to come along and he will do this. 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 And we would all laugh and say, you know, get off the moonshine or whatever. You know, it's not that's never going to happen. But it has. Right.
Yeah. And I'm disappointed so far that the sport hasn't learned anything from this. Not that you're going to get another Ohtani, like that's not the point. But this couldn't have happened if Ohtani grew up in the United States. If he grew up as a high school player here, by college age or by the time he was drafted, somebody would have picked his position for him. He would have had no ability to develop two ways. He would have had no choice in the matter. But because he came up in a system and in a country where they allowed it, where it wasn't just forbidden because it's not the way we do things, here we have this unique talent. And I've seen guys, Bernie, you covered both versions of Rick Ankiel. We've seen people that have had these dual skill sets, but they just never get the opportunity. And nobody's going to be Ohtani. But that doesn't mean there can't be others doing special things.
Ohtani was the first kid free agent. And by that, the word got out on him at a very, very young age about his immense talent. And all of these elite baseball clubs or whatever, youth clubs, whatever you want to call them, They all wanted to get him to come to their school or to come to their club, and his parents believed 100%. They believed that he should be able to do both pitch and hit, and that was the condition that that the school or the whatever you want to call it had to agree to.
Right.
So he was basically like a 12-year-old free agent, and he like basically said, "These are my demands." And the answers were simple. I want to hit and pitch. And the rest is history.
Bern, I want to hear you two talk about football. Not the way Mizzou drew it up, but okay, we'll take it.
Listen, the SEC is crazy this year. 16 of the 29 conference games this year have been settled by one score. There's no really weak team in the conference. All of these things are like so many of these games are knockdown, drag out fights that go down to the wire. And some of these games are really, really ugly. So while I was watching Mizzou the other night, I was getting frustrated. I was getting a little angry. That's the fan in me. And, you know, when they got I don't want to recap the game, but all I know is this: when they were down 7-10 and it looked like they were going to go down, They outscored Auburn 13-0 the rest of the way, and they outgained them by something like 180 yards to 38 or something. When they had to get their act together, they got their act together and they kicked butt and got out of there with a win. That's all that I care about. The other stuff is secondary. We can point out all the flaws, all the things they need to do better, but you know what? You can say that about just about every SEC team. I appreciated the way they won that game because it would have been easy in their situation, it would have been easy to lose it.
Yeah, their compete level is great. And I really do love, especially you've pointed out a number of times during rush hour, Brittany, their defensive front is phenomenal. They do a great job of making it tough for the opposing team to run on a regular basis. They get after quarterbacks. I think they have a chance to win every game. I think my concerns are they got to run the ball better against real teams because they ran it really well before they got into conference play. And they've had a hard time. Well, they did okay against South Carolina, right? Didn't Ahmad Hardy have a big game against South Carolina? So they did that.
He did.
But it's going to be an important thing, I think, for the Vandy game this week, for Texas A&M coming up, for Oklahoma eventually, that comes back, because I'm not sure that Bo Prabhula is the guy that's going to carry it by himself. I think he can. You can win with him, but I think you got to run to help that happen.
And one of the things, now let me air one frustration, and I repeat, I love the fact that they had the grit, toughness to win that game. What I don't understand, and this would be before the game, I mean, I spent time talking about what a great run defense all has. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand why there wasn't a counter to what Auburn was doing.
Yeah.
They kept running the same play over and over and over and over again. When the other side that's really, really good at stuff in the run, but when they tell you, well, this is how we're going to line up every time, and this is where we're going to be, and this is what we're going to be, but this is what we're going to do, and this is our line of pursuit. There's a word called deception. There's a term called sleight of hand.
Yeah.
When you see them setting up the same way every single time, there are about 25 plays you can run to burn them because you're getting them to do what they're doing, and they're not going to see you in effect running a little bit of a trick play, and your guy gets in the open and runs and he's gone, or he gets 20 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just so predictable. It was to the point of absurdity.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah. It's a good point. Really good point. I felt the same way about my Canes.
Well, listen, man, that's a lost cause.
Oh, I know. Believe me. I knew it was coming one way or another.
The coach is the worst big game coach I've ever seen.
He is.
I have never, never bought into Carson Beck. Never.
Yeah. No, it's a fair point, because when it went down at Georgia, I don't know if you remember it, Dave, but when Carson Beck got hurt at Georgia last year, there were a couple of reports out of Athens that the players were actually excited about the backup, about Gunnar Stockton taking over.
They were.
That he's a little bit more of a gamer, that he's a little bit more of like one of the guys, so to speak. So, you know, it seemed like Georgia wasn't all that upset to lose him. He's good, but he's not the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, he'll be some team will waste like a second round draft pick on him in the NFL. So, listen, man, anybody can do whatever they want with the money, and I've never been a hater with kids that'll, you know, spend money on something lavish. I mean, let them do what they want to have fun. But when a dude shows up after the NIL, he rolls into campus with a Lamborghini. It's like, dude. Please, can you just dial it back?
Well, it is South Florida. It's kind of normal down there.
Well, but before you do Saliga today, I got to tell you a quick story. So I called Saliga this morning, and when I call places like that, I like to drop my name just in case. And I'm like, they're like, oh, hello, who am I speaking to? I'm like, this is Dave Glover. Crickets. I'm like, from KMOX, nothing. I said, I'm really good friends with Bernie Miklas. Oh, well. Why didn't you say that?
I think they know who you are. Maybe they were in awe of the fact that you called them. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah. But wait for the phone. They're like, oh, my God.
They caught her in awe.
No, they're phenomenal. Hey, listen. The dude that came by last week and took care of the problem we had, and he was fantastic. He told, so don't feel bad, right? He's in this office fixing this thing, this mini split, and he asked me, he says, well, what do you do for a living? I said, well, I'm in sports media, blah, blah, blah. And he says, well, where do you go? Oh, I work KMOX, and I do this, and I do that, and I do this. And he's like, I said, you know, I do commercials for Saliga. And he said, really? I said, yeah, I do a lot of them. And he's like, well, that's cool. Thank you. But he had no idea.
And I don't feel so bad.
No. And that's okay. You know why? Because he did a fantastic job. That's all that matters. You know. So anyway, speaking, that's both of those stories are funny.
All of 251 DG.
the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Nick and I talk a lot about, we're just talking about this over the weekend, like if we had true like socialism, communism, and just pick a job, you know, where AI, you know, takes over and just like, oh, we need people to whatever. Nick said he would be a barista again. He was a barista at Caldi's. And you know how I've got a list of them. I have one to add. I recently splurged and bought myself a really nice baseball glove.
Nice.
And I even paid them to do some breaking in of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they went about half as much as I would want to.
Yeah.
So for the past weekend, I have been beating my glove with a mallet and putting it under cushions and putting glove oil and all that kind of stuff. And people do this professionally.
Mm.
If money was no object, I'll break in your glove. If I just did that every day, I'd be a happy man.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's not bad, and there's a lot of ways to do it, too.
Yeah.
You know, got a lot of different creative ways. Some people used to run them over with their car tires.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, just to loosen it up a little bit. I wouldn't do that. It damages.
What's a menial kind of thing like that that you guys would do?
Man. That's a good question, because there's probably quite a few. Like, I would tape baseball bats. She got me thinking about it because I did a couple of yours.
Yeah.
I'd do anything along those lines. You know what? Grooming baseball fields was fun. I loved, that was one of my favorite summer jobs, was taking care of a baseball facility. And you know, we had the, quote, number one field, the big college field that we did extra care for and all that. I'd do that.
Andrew, when are we going to have the groundskeeper from the Cardinals?
Tomorrow at 3. I was just about to tease that.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Very
it
cool.
Will be,
a colleague of yours, Kevin.
Yes.
A colleague indeed.
A peer. You can talk shop.
That's funny.
Rach, anything like that?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that I think I would have fun doing. I don't really have like a specific, I mean, anytime I'm doing housework, if I can get in the zone, if I have a podcast in or something, I'm pretty happy, even if it's a task that I'm dreading. Like, I don't really like doing dishes and I don't really like folding laundry. But once I get in my zone, I'm fine. So
what about a seamstress?
I would love to be a seamstress. I'm not talented enough to do that professionally. I mean, the people doing that now, I feel like designing clothes and stuff. Oh my gosh. And I taught myself to sew when I was a kid. So I don't know any of the like actual stitches to make something stay together the way it's supposed to. But yeah, that'd be fun. That might get old though, because you're like bent over, your like shoulders are bent over, and you're poking yourself with the needle and all that stuff.
I used to do a lot of that. My mom was a seamstress. She like made people clothes and dresses and quilts and the whole thing, and going to Sofro Fabrics and helping her with, you know, it was fun.
I've honestly considered starting to maybe sew my own clothes. I have such a hard time.
I would love it.
I have a really hard time finding clothes I actually like. And I've said this before. If you watch the stream, you notice I just wear like a black shirt every day. I have like five shirts I rotate in between. But I'm like, man, I really would want a dress like this. And then I can't find any like that. And I'm like, I should maybe try to sew it for myself. So maybe that's my new hobby going into 2026.
Yeah, I'm good at sewing stuff, but it's kind of ugly. I can't really make it look good.
You should sew each other's clothes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.